today we continue considering what a godly running of the race looks like. There's not simply endurance, as we saw earlier on, but now in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 through 17, we see there's not simply a laying aside of unhelpful lifestyle, there's not simply a putting off of sin, but rather we run together as a team. So as you run this race of faith and endure hardships, including discipline from the Lord, we need to pursue certain qualities because we already have them spiritually, and so we don't lose anyone. So verse 14 says, pursue peace with all men. There's a peace, a unity, a lack of strife. So in short, keep it very simple. Are you ready to overlook people's shortcomings, or do you constantly find fault with individuals? Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification. So there is a positional sanctification and a practical sanctification. At the moment of your salvation, you are set apart, you are holy, you're righteous in God, you are sanctified. But then there's a progressive sanctification that happens in a believer's life. And that is, I believe, what he's talking about here. You're called to pursue this. So without which no one will see the Lord. So if practical sanctification is the evidence of positional sanctification, then what are we forced to believe if there is never any sign of practical sanctification? Well, then there would be no positional sanctification. So if we believe we are made new creatures, we are made alive, we are brought to light, they will know that we are Christians by our love. If we love him, we will keep his commandments. He works in us the willing and the doing to honor and glorify him. He finishes that which he starts. In less words, if we're saved, there will be change. If there is never any change, then it is great cause to make us wonder if there's been a change spiritually in the first place, internally. So now up until this point, we're probably picturing each one of us by ourselves in our houses. But here it is where it gets fun. It's like the camera zooms out from your face and all of a sudden you see the faces of everyone. Verse 15 says, see to it that, what? No one comes short of the grace of God, that there would not be one person among us that would be allowed to fall away and perish. Rather, we join together as believers, that there'd be no root of bitterness springing up that causes trouble, and by it many be defiled. The falling away of one and the bitterness that comes along with it may cause others to fall away as well. It may discourage some, it embitters others, it may confuse others, it could hurt or destroy ministries. So we see in verse 16 that there be no immoral or godless person like Esau, who sold his own birthright for a single meal. For you know that even afterwards, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought for it with tears. So our author, after giving us many good examples and one perfect example, goes back to a bad example, a warning. Esau lived a life that was without God. He counted as worthless the wonderful promises that were made to his father and grandfather. He later on regretted it, but it was too late. He lived for the physical and rejected the spiritual. So we must live for the spiritual, live for unity, pursue by God's grace sanctification for the sake of all believers, helping others along the way, being helped ourselves along the way by others, keeping in mind the disastrous effects of falling away, both for us and the community of believers, knowing we will come to regret it too late. So follow after Christ, pursue him wholeheartedly, not by yourself, but along with your church family and other believers.